This is an MUT Radio podcast.
This is Vukabanga and Breakfast Show with myself, Snezi. I am with Usphamandla Mhlongo. We did promise you an interview at home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the time where we interview abantu abenza olukhulu ke ushintshe khona la eNingizimu Africa endimeni yomculo. Njengamanje ke sina iAfrican roots. Hey sir, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Welcome to the Vukubanga Breakfast Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh wow. You hey fetu saye sakubheka. Hey.
Sase samcingo umuntu. Hey cha.
Hayi ngiyashukuthi sekulezo ikhathi sekushona kuzona ku December manje siyobheka khona ukuthi hayi cha abantu benza manga uyapheka nje iteshubile because wow. But I was saying about African roots. African roots yasungulwa nini and iqale kuphi now?
The year 2010,
mm-hmm.
Towards the end of 2010, that's when we started. Mm-hmm. And African Roots is a platform for talented musicians. You know, you can be an instrumentalist, you can be a vocalist. This is a platform for you, you know, and we represent house music. So we are known as Africa's finest house music band, where we develop and nurture talent.
Mm.
So iqembu leli ingabe bangaki abantu abama members?
Africa Roots is very difficult to point out for how many members we have, because we have members that are joining us, but after a certain period when we see that you are ready to become a mainstream artist, we let you become a business on your own. You know, but the core members now is DJ Mosto. And Nyex, who's the percussionist. DJ Mosto is the producer and an engineer for the group. Mm-hmm. And we are the founders of African Group. So to answer your question, we are two now.
Okay.
On stage, don't be amazed to be other faces.
Okay.
Because those are the people that are freelancing and also those that are being developed by African Group.
Okay. And according to what I've received, I can tell that this group is based in Pretoria, right?
Yes.
Ngaba hlabi akhona yena amazwe esenwahambele as this group.
Yeah, African Roots was first established by Angola. You know, I could say Angola is the one that launched African Roots to the mainstream.
Okay.
And from Angola, we traveled to Portugal, we've been to UK, we've been to Mozambique, you know, just to name a few countries that we've been to. And also, there's a tour that we are busy with. We'll be going to London.
Oh, wow.
Around summer of that side, which is, I think, beginning of August. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a tour that side. So, yeah, African Roots is an international brand. It's more recognized outside of South Africa than in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
During your tour, can you just put me inside your backpack, maybe?
There'll always be a space for you.
Oh, thank you. Hey, in the while, Njengamanje, what are you busy with? Despite the fact that you are doing a tour up on August, in a while, you're picking up my OT. We are still cooking it.
Yeah, we are busy. We'll be dropping another single, which is known as Amen. We are currently in studio finalizing the single. And we are also working on an EP with Black Motion. If you know the song Takara,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was the first song that we did into the EP that we're working with Black Motion and DJ Tax.
Oh.
You know, so expect more music from African Roots, more collaboration.
Mm.
You know, so those are the projects that we are busy with.
That's really amazing. So can you please kindly share a memorable moment or experience that you've had as a group during any live performance?
You know, I think the biggest experience is when we were performing in Angola, seeing someone in tears, you know, while we are performing.
Wow.
You know, I think those are the moments that don't come easily, you know, and they are not planned. You can see that music is a spiritual journey.
Yeah.
You know, when you see people getting healed just by us playing live drums on stage. So I think that was my memorable moment.
Mm. Okay, that's a really good. And how do you handle any disagreements with creative difference within the group when it comes to making musical decisions?
You know, that's the most difficult part, working with the different talented individuals.
Yeah.
You know, because each and everyone believes in their talent, and I'm saying no to an idea from a talented person, it becomes an issue sometimes. But we really try to find a way to agree on the final product. So when you are having many creatives in a room, it tends to become difficult to finalize the work that we are doing.
Okay.
But there's a system that we've put in place. We have a person that we have been identified as our head of production. You know, so when the head of production says, this is where, and now the song is final, song is final.
Okay. And then I'm sure you somehow struggle with songwriting. I'm not sure. How do you approach the songwriting process as a group, or do you have a designated songwriter, or is it a collaborative effort?
You know what? How African Roots works, we produce a beat, then we identify from the talented artists around the globe. Which one would be best for this song. Hence, we don't have a specific vocalist for African Roots, but we feature different artists, you know. So we don't usually struggle with people that are struggling to write their own music.
Yes.
Because we work with professionals that know exactly what needs to be done.
Okay.
You know, so, but usually we do collaborate. That's the most important thing, because through collaboration, you get different ideas. So it becomes easier to complete some songs while we are collaborating. I'm a percussionist of the band, but I do give input, you know, when it comes to the writing of songs.
Okay.
So, for instance, I'm the one that wrote Dakara for the collaboration we did with Pat, you know, but I'm not a songwriter.
Yeah.
That's because of I'm a creative. We were in a creative environment. Then, boom, Dakara came, you know? So that's how we work. We really make sure that we collaborate and make sure that we finish the product the way it has to be.
Oh, that's real amazing. And you guys need pegging the corner. So what do you hope listeners take away from your music or performances?
Didn't get that?
What do you hope listeners take away from your music or performances?
Okay. One thing I would like the listeners to know about African Roots is that it's a visual brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier to understand who we are when you see us performing live.
Okay.
You know, if you have seen Black Motion perform live, you have seen at least 60% of what African Roots can offer.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Black Motion comes from African Roots.
Yes.
You know, if you understand, we are the mother of the sound. We are the one that gave birth to the sound that we are playing, African Roots and Black Motion, and taking it back to rhythmic elements. You know, we are mentored by the rhythmic elements, so you can understand the journey, where it started to where it is now and to where it's going.
Okay, and what are your aspirations or goals for the future of this group?
Okay, the goal is to set up African Roots the way Joy Celebration has been set up. We are looking at African Roots as the Joy Celebration in the house team. You know, so that's our goal, that's our vision. Hence I said to you, we are more focused on nurturing and developing talent.
Okay.
Brother, can you just maybe share maybe tips for the young upcoming artist in the game abafisa nabokuba fana ne African Roots we industry?
First of all, they need to study. Studying is very important. You know, music industry, it's an industry that can maintain and sustain you as an artist. But if you don't know the business side of it, you'll never be able to be in the industry for a very long time. So I would say go and study, do your music production, do your music law, understand exactly what you are getting into. Be patient, show up. You know, that's the most important thing. Show up, be patient, and be consistent.
And as we are coming to the end of this interview, can you kindly share any upcoming projects or events that fans can look forward to?
Okay, we are doing TOS. It's a package. It's African Roots, it's Black Motion, mm-hmm. and it's DJ Bucks. You know, we'll be touring across the country. Mm-hmm. So look out for the tour dates. Check our social media platform. Mm-hmm. Go to African Roots. Spell African with a K, not a C. Mm-hmm. African with a K and Roots. Then you'll be able to get all the dates and the venues for the tour. But we'll be touring all over the country with Black Motion and DJ Bucks.
Mm-hmm. And how to access your music? How can the listener can access your music? Which platform they can tap to and hear what the African Roots has produced?
Yeah, no, they can go to all digital stores. Mm-hmm. Our music is there. All digital stores. Just Google African Roots, spell it with a K, so that you can get the right brand. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to our IG. And on our bio, you can get a link that will send you to all our products that we've been releasing since we have started with African Roots.
Oh, wow. Okay, it's we are speaking to the member of the African Roots here on the Vugubangene Breakfast Show on MUT Radio. And it seems like the African Roots is doing flames, hey? Brother, thank you so much for the interview. Hope all Unkulunkulu may bless the team and everything must go well.
And thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much. And thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.